Here we go. 3, 2, 1. What's going on, guys? It is your boy Rupert here, and
your boy Mark My World.
We survived getting here, bro.
I know.
It's crazy. It's chaotic out there. It's dead everywhere.
Yo, it is nuts outside right now.
Ah, man. We got our hand sanitizer. We got our mask.
We got everything.
And you guys, I hope you guys are staying safe at home. Try not to go out for anything. We stayed at home for weeks.
For weeks. And washing our hands like crazy.
Yeah, like crazy, man. We had episodes that we had recorded before. So those were the last two episodes that you saw. We put those out. But even before that, we hadn't seen each other because we've been just trying to stay safe, man. They shut down the building here where we record in our little studio.
So we had to stop recording for like a good 2 weeks.
I think so, 2-3 weeks, somewhere around there. And finally, we got to get back. We got to talk to our people. We got to update them. We got to see how they're doing. And just, you know, need somebody to talk to because everybody's at home.
I mean, this social distancing has really gotten to a lot of people. I mean, people are doing Zoom calls now and everything.
Zoom just came out of nowhere. I was like, what? We're back in my childhood? Zoom, 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 Zoom? That PBS show that I used to watch?
Yo, I got to take this off. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, we're getting here anyways.
We got screened before we came in, by the way.
Yeah, we got a screening
test. There was like doctors and everything that were like monitoring, you know, temperature or whatnot.
It's crazy, bro. You have to wear that when you go out to them. Like, it's so, I was walking into the stores last time, Walmart, just getting groceries and stuff, and it's just seeing people with masks is just normal now.
Yeah, I know. It is the new normal. It really is. That's what's scary about it, though, too.
It's like, imagine back in the day, like, even like a month ago, 2 months ago, just seeing somebody wearing mask in Walmart, like, oh, what's
you're
wrong
like,
with
oh
you?
My gosh, like, get away, man. Like, you're sick?
Oh, my. Oh, dirty germs.
And now
germs.
It's like, if you don't have a mask,
they're looking at you.
What's
like,
wrong with you?
What are you doing?
Yeah, like, are you jeopardizing everyone's life right now?
Yeah, bro. And, it's looking at that.
Yeah.
At the mask you had, which is the thing we got from our XFL game. Which, by the way, XFL got it shut down.
Completely shut down. Like, all games are canceled, everything for the rest of the season, basically.
Yeah, XFL let go of everybody.
Are you serious?
Everybody. And as of right now, they don't have plans on coming back on 2021.
Oh, my gosh. Bro, luckily, we went to that game, though.
It was really cool. We got to experience it.
That was nuts.
We were one of the few people who actually went and experienced the game. And it just sucks, man. They were doing pretty good. Way better than the first time. And now this virus hit, and just like a lot of other things, just got shut down. And right now, their future is not, it's unplanned.
It's
right
unknown.
Now. They don't know what they're going to do.
Exactly.
Oh, guys, we just got into it. I hope you guys are doing good.
Yeah. We hope you guys are staying safe. Again, washing y'all's hands, keeping y'all's distance from everyone. If you don't got to get out, don't get out. I mean, again, don't go shopping for toilet paper. There's no reason to get toilet paper. Yeah.
Imagine
you got explosive
people,
diarrhea,
man. Oh,
man. Like, come on.
The toilet paper. And right now it's mask and gloves, bro.
Mask and gloves. Yeah, mask and gloves. Actually, I saw a lot of people making their own masks.
Yeah.
So, you know, like getting a nice thick piece of cloth and like cutting it out. Like, there's like masks, you know, stencils or whatever that you can kind of trace and then cut out and then make your own mask.
I'm planning to make my own, bro.
Me too. And why?
We just lost power in our studio.
Uh-oh. 1 second. I will be right back.
This is behind the scenes. Yeah, guys. So I hope you guys are staying safe. Look, like, it's been crazy. And I know being stuck at home is just, that's why I put the box in front of it. It wasn't sensing us. This is fun.
Okay.
I miss this.
I know, me too. This is literally the raw, uncut, behind the scenes type deal that we have to deal with, but no worries.
Yeah, guys. So, yeah, I mean, wear your gloves, wear your mask, and let's just, I want to see where this thing has reached. The COVID-19. I saw something on Twitter that caught my eye because they just break everything down on what's going on right now. So, the total number of global cases has surpassed 1.7 million.
Oh,
bro.
My gosh.
1.7 million.
That's a lot of people.
Including more than 103,000 fatalities.
Wow.
More than 377,000 patients are reported to have recovered. That's good.
That is good. That's the upside.
I mean,
but those that lost their loved ones all due to a virus that just randomly outbroke.
Just out of nowhere, dude.
It's nuts, man. It kind of makes you think a little bit. You know,
U.S. becomes the first country to record more than 2,000 deaths in a day.
That's crazy.
Death toll in France tops 13,000.
So what kind of freaked me out a little bit was the fact that, like, we were going out grocery shopping not too long ago, like this past week, and we were going to go into a Fiesta that was right here, a little Mexican grocery store right here in Irving, and all of a sudden, we, like, drove past it, and the line was super long. They were having social distancing, you know, to get inside. They were only letting so many people in.
Yeah, they've been doing
so there was a line out the door, right? Well, luckily, we didn't want to wait in the line because we just, like, you know what? We'll go somewhere else or we'll go another day.
Yeah.
Come to find out, like 3 days later, we find out that one of the employees that works at that Fiesta tested positive for the coronavirus.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, yo, I am so glad I did not go in there right now.
Dude, that's crazy.
I know. I know. I was like, thank you, God. I appreciate that for looking out for me. Yes.
Yeah. Thankfully that I know of, we haven't gone into a place or somewhere where somebody has been reported affected.
Yeah.
There's a couple of people in Garland that have been affected, but.
Well, and then the Wells Fargo right next door, one of the workers tested positive, I think.
The one here next to the building?
Yes, that's why this building got closed, and that one did too.
Wow.
They just disinfected everything, like opened everything back up. But again, the actual lobby to go do transactions, like talk to a banker and stuff, are all shut down. All they have open is the drive-through lanes and the ATM.
Drive-through lanes, yeah.
Crazy.
Everything's been turning into drive-throughs, bro. All the fast foods, all the restaurants.
Drive-through and delivery.
Yeah.
We've ordered a lot of food.
Have you?
Yeah, just not wanting to get out, but also wanting to visit the local places. You know, you got Wingstop, you got, you know, normal places that you want to go and eat, Chinese food and stuff like that.
Yeah, the mom and pop restaurants. Yeah, too. Yeah.
Trying to support the locals.
And one thing that I heard yesterday on the radio while I was working that just, it concerned me because it's our people, is that the Hispanics here in Dallas County are the most that are being infected.
They are.
They are the most that are being infected.
But why do you think that, though?
It's just, I think Hispanics, especially the older ones, are a little bit more ignorant about it.
They're like, just put some mix on it.
It. They're not watching the things going on online because you know they're on, like, the older side. They watch the news, but that's basically it. They're not watching Twitter and stuff like that, where it shows you how close it is and stuff.
Right.
And you know, it's just older Hispanics. They're living their life. They're taking their concerns, but they're not really doing exactly everything. And, you know, it's Hispanics people. They just think they
know better.
Yeah.
Because they lived a little bit longer than us.
To all my people, mis Latinos, mi gente, por favor, quédense en casa, stay home.
Listen.
Please, listen, wear a mask when you go out. The proof is in the pudding. The Hispanics are the leading people being affected by this.
We are. And then some of them, you know, let's be honest, they don't have medical care to go to the actual hospital and get taken care of. So again, they just end up spreading it to more and more people.
Yeah. They just try to fight through it and just, they don't want to go get tested because they probably can't afford it or anything.
Yeah.
And they just continue going and they spread it. And
pone Vicks y toma una Sprite.
Una Sprite. Bro, it's amazing because we pull through a lot of stuff. Like, we get through a lot of stuff. Like, we don't go to the hospital for every little thing.
Right.
Get checked up. But when it comes to something like this,
cuando
se trata con algo como esta virus, you have to take care of yourself. Protéjense porque
the precautions.
Es muy serio esta cosa y gente se anda muriendo. You guys just have to take care. And guys, all you guys who have parents who are like, it's
not going to affect me.
Remind them. Show them stats. Yeah. Show them the most recent cases around your area so they know that it's close. It's nearby. So it's just, you got to take care of yourself.
Well, and the thing is like, my wife works for an infectious disease doctor, right? And one of the doctors that she works with is on a couple of boards of like Plano Hospital and a couple other hospitals, like Collin County type deal. And she was letting them know, like, listen, you can still be a carrier of this virus and not really experience the symptoms as bad as everyone else.
Yep.
You know, low grade fever. I think now they released some other news talking about, you know, stomach issues and all this other kind of crap. And I don't know. The list just keeps going on and on and on. But what I'm trying to get at is that even though you might not experience symptoms right away, guys, please be precautious of the people around you.
Especially elders.
Elders, yeah, for sure. Because they're the most susceptible to this virus.
Yeah.
For sure.
But how's everything with your family, bro? Everything going good with them? Everybody safe and sound, healthy? Bruh,
tell me why my son decides to come home in this pandemic that we are going through right now with a flipping brand new puppy. A freaking puppy.
A puppy?
A freaking puppy, bro. Come on. Like, we are in the middle of almost dying right now. And you want to bring another life into this? What's wrong with you right now?
It's a puppy, bro.
So now I got to stay in my house smelling pee and poop on the floor. And I'm like, this is not my dream right
Mark
here.
Mark wasn't ready for it.
He wasn't ready.
Where'd he get it from, bro?
And some random friend of his was like, oh, my dog had babies with the neighbor's dog and we can't get rid of the puppies. Nobody wants to buy them. Wow. It's a mutt, basically. So it was like German Shepherd mixed with a Husky mixed with a Rottweiler.
Wow. That is a mutt.
It is big time mutt. But he's got baby blue eyes. He's got the color of a Rottweiler, but he's got like the facial features and the stature of like a German Shepherd.
Gotcha.
So he's cute, I guess. But again, not the ideal situation. Time. Yeah, timing was like completely off. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? You and the dog are going to pack your crap and get out.
Bro, no. Just rent. Oh, man. I love puppies, but they are a big responsibility.
Oh, it's huge. Huge. It's another kid.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is.
Luckily, my daughter now wakes up and actually my son and my daughter would always fight like crazy. And now they're literally like best friends, like not nagging at each other anymore. Yeah, but it's like, as soon as she wakes up, she runs straight to his room because the dog's there. And then they just lay down and hang out and chill for like the whole day. So it's good. It brought them closer. But
That's awesome.
How's things going with you at the house with like Paola and Israel and the whole like, you know, schooling type situation?
Yeah, no, it's been going good. So I luckily have a job. Luckily have work right now. You guys know I do production work. I shoot video for companies and stuff. That company that I work for is down right now because that's not an essential business. But the other job I have is a car shop. My uncle owns a car shop and we do work for like cars, interiors and stuff. We do dealership work and other stuff. So that's considered an essential shop. And I'm working there, which is great that I have work right now.
Right.
But I am having to go out every day and go to different locations. So I've been taking my precautions, taking everything like that.
Y'all Lysol all the cars whenever you get in them? Like, so
I haven't had like that, I'm stuck at home this whole time feeling like, just bored at home, doing nothing, wishing
bored
I could go
in the house and I'm in the house bored. Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Sorry, I had to.
And so I've been able to go out, get some air, get some sun and stuff like that. So I've been good. It's been really normal for me, except for less traffic.
Oh, that's good. Oh,
I love the less traffic part. And, you know, it's just the streets are more empty. Businesses are more empty.
Have you heard that? And I kind of want to chime into this because you brought it up. But after like all of this, like the Himalayan ranges are visible from like 230 kilometers. Like all the smog went down, like LA's like pollution is down.
I saw LA, picture of LA above the city, and it's just crazy. More clear and stuff, which is,
it's a good thing.
It's
obviously
a good thing, man. And it's something that we're going to talk about. It's the theme of this episode, is the start you didn't know you needed. It's a fresh start for everything and everybody, for the skies, for the earth, for people, for your mentality.
Very true.
For your physical, even though it may be, I think physical is 50-50. You're either working out because you got time now, or you're just at home doing nothing.
Being lazy.
Eating more. Yeah, the physical is 50-50. But yeah, bro, I have noticed that the earth is grateful for this.
Oh, yeah. It's healing right now. Yeah, man. Yeah.
What
it
if
really
it
is.
Was an attack from earth and he just said, all right, y'all polluting my skies. Y'all trying to
better make something happen
this planet.
Right here.
I'm gonna create this crazy virus, which I heard. I don't know much about this, but I heard they were talking about on the radio. But it came from somebody mixing or eating at the same time an armadillo and a bat, and it created some kind of crazy unstoppable virus from
that's
it,
bro. Crazy. That's,
but I know it came from a bat, but I heard that there was some armadillo something mix in there.
Yeah,
that they were eating. Stop eating animals, like exotic animals, guys. Please, that's just. That's a problem waiting to happen. Gosh. But
it
yeah.
is. It is.
Paola's been at home with my son. They've been more of the stuck at home feeling stuff like that. But and they've been doing little activities. We went on Duck Creek over there in Garland. Went for walks. We've even gone for walks and you know, just to spread our legs. And we found a little turtle one time, bro. It was so cute. Tiny little turtle in the middle of the rock.
Like the size of like a quarter or like a silver dollar.
There you go. Like a silver dollar. Tiny little turtle.
Nice.
And Israel was just like, oh my gosh. And I was like, we're gonna cook it and eat it. This is speaking hard of, times right now.
Speaking of don't eat wild animals, he's like, let's cook it and eat it.
And he was like, no, don't say that. It's on my Instagram story. I posted on there. But yeah, he's so cute. They love him and my wife. They love animals. They watch animal shows all the time. She's trying to be a veterinarian, so they've been watching a lot of veterinarian shows and just get all up into it. So yeah,
that's awesome. I know. I walked in my son's room this morning because my daughter was already in there when she woke up to go see the puppy, obviously. So I walked in. I was about to head over here to, you know, come shoot, and I opened the door and the dog just like looks at me. And mind you, he's a puppy, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just look right back in his eyes and I go, "Don't look at me like that. I'll eat you." And my wife was right behind me. She was like, "Don't say that to him." And I was like, "I'll rip your head off and eat it." And I was just kidding, obviously. He's just a little puppy. He's cute, you know. Yeah. But you got to show him who's boss in the house.
I do it all the time to our puppy.
Do you?
Mamash, I'm like, "Hey, what have you done? Have you cleaned your room today?" I like get on to her like, "What are you doing? What are you studying today, huh?
How are you carrying your weight around this house? If you're not, pack your bags." That's freaking hilarious.
And the other thing, bro, that I'm sure is affecting everybody is homeschooling.
Oh my god!
Let's talk about homeschooling after this break from our first sponsor,
Corona. No,
we'll be right back, guys.
And we're back. And we are back in action, baby.
I'm glad to be here, bro. All
right, so homeschooling. This has gotten crazy, bro. Honestly.
How's it been going for you, bro?
You know, I had this conversation with Riley, my daughter, and I was like, "Hey, listen, I would love to homeschool you. Like, this is ideal because we can knock out, you know, a couple of assignments every couple of hours and not really be bombarded with like, oh, you got to get the schoolwork done now. It's like, hey, let's do some schoolwork. Let's go for a walk. Let's go play some soccer outside. And then we'll come back inside and finish out, you know, reading or whatever." So it's been very different, to say the least. But I kind of enjoy it. You know, I enjoy spending time with her and hanging out with her. And my son kind of does his own thing. So he's not really there for the most part. He's been working recently. So painting and doing some drywall and whatnot with my in-law or my family. So.
Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah, homeschooling is something that we've thought about even before this whole thing happened.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. Just because of, you know, just the idea of being able to teach it. Because kids can go to school and pick up some bad habits.
They can.
Some bad habits. But and it's just the schooling system, bro. It's just, it's weird. I don't really like it.
Right.
But I understand it. But if we could homeschool and teach him everything that he needs to learn, but also teach him other stuff that we want him to learn.
True.
It's important for us. But, you know, overall, we think school is good and, you know, interacting with other kids, being social, all that stuff is going to benefit for him. It's just little bad habits that he can pick up while in school and stuff like that. Maybe that's just me being overprotective.
No, not at all. Not at all. But, we felt the same way.
Yeah.
We felt the same way.
But, you know, it's just something that we can't do right now.
Yeah.
But now we were forced into it. And and Paola's been doing a great job. She's been the main one doing all the homeschooling.
Bravo,
so applaud
to
wifey's out there handling that, and to dads who are at working from home now doing it like yourself, bro. And how's it been going with you and Riley?
It's going good. It's going good. She's liking it. Now, like, the teachers have like a Zoom call basically. Yeah, like, three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
It's crazy.
And she gets a chance to see her schoolmates and her teacher and everything else like that. And so it's been awesome. But at the same time, you know, like I said, it's been a little bit of a challenge kind of getting accustomed to, hey, this is what we're learning today. Hey, this is what we need to have it done by. And this is when we need to turn it in. Because we really do have to turn in and submit the assignments online, which is kind of crazy. I had to do that last night. So,
and doing all that while you have to do all
exactly.
your stuff. Yeah, that's the hard
while
part.
While you got to maintain life.
I think it'll get easier because right now what we're dealing with is like reminding him How to do something on the software, how to, this is what you got to do today. Okay, make sure you're following your calendar.
Right, right.
So when
right.
it gets to the point to where we don't have to tell him what to do, he's following the calendar.
He's doing it.
He knows how to do the software and all that stuff. Yeah. I think it'll be a little bit easier.
Well, and kind of like what we were going back to saying a second ago was, I wouldn't even be opposed to homeschooling, to be honest with you. And I'd been digging into it a little bit deeper. You know, you're right. There's some things that I don't want my kid to learn at school. For example, being, you know, engulfed in, you know, bad crowds or like them being influenced negatively with like drugs or alcohol or something like as they even get older. Even just
talking back, dude. Like you can see all these kids talking back to teachers or parents and your son sees that and thinks it's normal.
Yeah, thinks it's okay.
He brings it home and like, where is he getting this from?
Exactly. Why is
he
You're talking like, this isn't like my son.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the biggest part. It's just, you know, as a parent, you want to be able to parent the child all the time. And
right.
8 hours every day at school is going to change your son.
Like, it will.
It is. That's like half of the day, most of the day during the day.
Yeah.
That he's at school being taught different things by different people.
Exactly.
And it's just a thought about that. But
and I was thinking, like, I'll go on walks with Riley and I'll teach her things like life, about life. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Stuff
about
that they don't teach at school.
Exactly. And again, that's where I kind of saw the bigger picture. And I was like, wow, I really want to pour my knowledge or what I want my daughter to learn about life into her in these precious moments. You know what I mean? And I really want to take advantage of that. So.
Yeah. And what are some fun activities y'all been doing at home, bro?
So,
trying to keep yourself entertained.
Yeah, we play a lot of board games. We have been playing video games together. We have, she's been on Roblox a lot lately. So I jump on Roblox with her and we'll play on my phone or whatever. And then we'll go outside for soccer and then we'll actually race like down the street, like running. So again, just like getting back to the roots and just being grounded, you know, being grounded with humanity, with ourselves, with outside, with, you know, Mother Nature.
Yeah, yeah. Now everybody's feeling good when they go outside.
I know, man. Soaking up them rays,
boy. Go outside and they feel the sun on themselves and just feels good.
It does.
The
fresh air, too, man. Just walking and just, I mean, I hadn't really, let's be honest, I don't normally say hi to a lot of people, just like random strangers in the street. You know, you pass them, you don't.
I keep to myself.
Yeah, yeah. But now it's like me and her walking down the street and you see someone outside, you know, gardening or something. And you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? You know, you've never met them in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you like feel like you want to interact with
them.
And I think it's because everybody's going through this and you know they're going through something that you're going through. So whenever you see somebody outside enjoying the sun or enjoying the air, it's like, oh, you're enjoying it too. It's like, yeah, I know. Yeah. I know that feeling you have right now because we're out and enjoying this stuff.
Big time. Big time.
This thing's been changing a lot. You think it's going to change the school district in any way, how they do schooling or anything?
It might, actually.
I think it's going to change some stuff because, you know, big thing, and I think they've the software stuff. I'm surprised they had all this software ready. Maybe it's stuff that they've been doing for a while now that I didn't know about.
Well, I'm sure it's like it's called like a continuity plan or something like that, where it's like, if business doesn't go as usual, what's our backup plan?
Yeah.
Just in case crap hits the fan. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I think they had that in place already as like an emergency. And so that's why they kind of were already prepared and they rolled it out smooth.
And technology makes it so easy.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Everybody
for sure
has computer stuff. My school was not giving away, but letting people borrow iPads. If you signed up, use iPads so you can do work from there.
That's awesome.
Stuff that we didn't have back in the day.
Not at all.
You remember when we used to like rent out like a laptop to do work and stuff? And that was a big deal.
It was.
Oh, I got to bring a laptop home to do work. It's like, yeah, that's a big deal.
I mean, we are literally living through a historical moment in time right now.
It is, bro. This is
like a revolution of how we're going to evolve to the next step of either schooling, businesses, socializing. I mean, you name it.
Huge, huge change in 2020.
It's crazy.
And you know, it's crazy that it's in 2020, bro, because 2020 means perfect vision.
Oh.
And this is like a fresh start. Like from here on, it's going to be 2020, clear vision of everything.
I like that.
Else,
I didn't even realize that. I didn't put two and two together.
It's crazy how in 2020, vision, reset vision, clear vision.
The whole thing.
This whole thing just forces everybody to stay home. and just clear everything out that you don't need.
That's crazy.
It reminds you of what's really important, which is family, taking care of yourself, the earth.
Have you been cooking a lot lately?
I haven't.
You
just because I've had to go to work.
Yeah.
We've cooked a little bit more often. We haven't gone out to eat as much, but Paola's been cooking.
Nice. Yeah,
but I personally haven't. I want to, though. I want to get on that grill.
I started learning how to just, like, make simple things, bro, like tomato sauce, you know what I mean? Really fresh ingredients. It's something small. Most of you probably know how to make tomato sauce or whatever, but you know, for me, it's a huge accomplishment. I was never taught how to cook, you know, but for me to, like, watch YouTube videos and be like, oh, I'm gonna try this or I'm gonna try that, it's nice, man. I'm digging it. And the kids
following
and
some cheesy daily TikTok cooking videos
for sure. Shout out cheese daily
making them cooking videos, bro.
I know. And then I ended up making like an Alfredo sauce, and I know they're probably blowing steam up my butt or whatever, but like my son and my wife and my daughter were like, yo, this is so good. This is better than like Olive Garden. I'm like, hey, you better quit lying over there.
Did they finish their plate?
They did.
Then it was
they
good,
actually
bro.
Had seconds. So then I was like, good, bro. It was okay.
Then,
you know?
Then it was good.
So anyways.
Yeah. So that's schooling, guys. How has schooling been for you guys? Like what's been the biggest problems for you at home with your kids?
I'm curious to know, guys, leave a comment down below. Let us know how things are going in y'all's household. And like, what is y'all's main struggle right now? What are y'all struggling with the most? Is it schooling? Is it social distancing? Is it, you know, being a homebody and just needing to get out? Like, what is it for you guys? Leave a comment down below. We want to hear from you. We're going to read all the comments and just kind of get back to you guys as well. But what else is going on? Like, I know other than work, like, I wanted to keep a side hustle going.
Yeah, bro. So, you know, my days are normal. Like I told you, I'm still going to work every day. 8 to 10 hours a day I'm working.
Dang.
But I'm still doing my, you know, my hobbies, my side hustles when I get back from work. And like I told y'all guys on the last couple episodes, I've been doing a lot of baseball stuff.
Ooh,
baseball
snap.
Card stuff. I've grown my collection.
Oh, dang.
There's cards that I've pulled from like a $5 pack that turned into like $50 cards and stuff.
Guys, he's got at least like 30 cards here.
Yeah, I got my Lucas. Anybody who knows sports cards, Luka Doncic is a very good card to have.
For those that are not on YouTube right now watching this, he's got probably at least 30, 35 cards right here, guys.
Yeah, bro. So I got those. These are what they call ungraded cards.
Okay.
Which they're not graded. They haven't checked. These are graded cards. So these got 10s.
Wow.
You see in the top corner.
Wait, is 10 the best score
10
you can get?
10 is the best from 1
what?
To 10. So I got that. And then my most recent purchase and investment is a Michael Jordan card.
Oh my
god. Let me tell y'all why I invested in this card.
And wait, can I ask you just like a personal question? How much did you purchase this card for?
It was around $60.
Okay, $60
for one card.
The case, cellophane, plastic, everything wrapped in it.
Grade 10, perfect condition.
Perfect. Mint.
I bought this card because there's a documentary about Michael Jordan coming out.
Huh.
April 19th on
Netflix.
It's gonna be a couple episodes. And when anytime that happens, prices go up for cards.
So where can I find one of these cards if I want one? Like
eBay. eBay is where I get all my cards.
Okay.
There's local card shops, but they're closed down right now. But eBay would be your best bet.
All right.
You can still get in and make a little bit of more money. If you got in a couple months ago, you'll make a lot of money.
Dang.
But even this card, bro, I got it for $60. And in January, it was going for like $40, $30.
Wow.
But then they moved up the schedule of the documentary because of this whole thing going on.
Right.
So, and then prices start going up. When I heard that, I was like, ooh. Now, this ain't one of his fancy, like
rookie cards.
Yeah. Rookie card for him is tens of thousands of dollars, even $100,000, bro.
Are you serious?
In a 10. It's crazy. So this was like my budget. This is what I could do in my budget.
Right.
Which is not, it's a common card. Mm-hmm. It's nothing special. But what's special about it is that it's a 10 because they're so old that it's from 89. Plus, I got it because it was 89. That's the year I was born.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was special to me. So I was like, oh, yeah, I want an 89 hoops. So, yeah, it's not a special card, but it is special because it's a 10. There's not a lot. They're hard to come by in a 10 because of centering. Sometimes they're a little bit too much to the left or to the right, stuff like that.
That's sick, dude.
That's what I've been doing into, guys. I just like learn. I came into this not knowing anything.
Right. But you did your research, right?
I did my research. And for the past couple weeks after work, just been doing my research, watching videos, learning what's a good card to buy, what cards make money, what I can invest in.
Yeah.
And like I keep telling you guys, it just takes dedication and hard work. I literally didn't know which card was the best one, which cards to buy. I'm still learning.
Is Google your perfect. Friend?
Yeah. Google, YouTube.
YouTube's your friend. There you go.
YouTube's my friend. And just been learning. And it's something that I really hope you guys are still doing and taking advice from us. We keep telling you guys, you can learn.
Yeah.
You can learn from the internet.
Anything.
Anything. And I've been doing this, and my eBay sales, it's on my phone. I've made about $300.
What?
Over the past couple of weeks, buying and selling stuff.
So not even a whole month, like just a couple of weeks, you've made $300.
$300. Buying and selling.
I could use $300 extra a month.
Yeah.
Like that's not chump change.
It's really good. And, you have potential to make like thousands of dollars.
How many cards have you sold in that month to make that $300?
It's been a very...
Roughly.
I would say about 10.
10 cards, so like $30 a piece.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Somewhere around there.
That's not bad change, bro.
It's really good, bro. And it has potential to make more. I'm still learning. I'm making small transactions. I'm not making those big transactions that people are buying. Like people would buy his rookie cards right now for, let's say, $10,000, which is cheap, and a 10. And once that documentary comes out and hype and all the collectors are like, oh, they're reminiscing and remembering those Jordan times.
50,000.
They want 50,000. They'll take 50,000 for that card because they want it now.
Wow. Dude,
you have potential to make a lot of money with it. But it's a hobby. I love baseball. I love sports.
Yes.
And I got into it. I started learning. And now I'm making some money off of it. Like I'm making a side hustle from it.
That is sick.
Alongside with everything else I'm going. I hope you guys are doing that. And
following your passion, man.
Like I'm preaching it. And I'm doing it, guys. Like,
tell them. They don't know, bro. Tell them.
You guys think, I can't do that. No, you can. There's nothing special about me. I went to college for 1 year, and then I didn't go. And just learning from the internet is all you have to do.
That's
but,
it.
Bro, what about you, bro? What you been doing on your side?
Can I just
hustle?
Touch this one card,
bro,
just so that way
it ain't that fancy,
I can
bro.
Be like, yo, man, this I one, held this one, bro.
This one's from a star, Juan Soto. He's a major league
Juan.
Star right now.
Hey, míralo, Juan.
This one's worth $100.
What?
Yeah, that one's worth $100.
Yo, these are sick.
This one is worth $60 right now.
Uh-huh.
But if I were to grade it and it comes out of 10, it's worth $300.
What?
Yeah, and that's the thing. $300?
Oh, my gosh.
It
okay,
could
well,
be worth
it. We're going to take a break, but this this video is actually sponsored by Michael Jordan, so we'll be back.
Renegade.
All right.
And we're back, guys.
We are back, my friend.
So, bro, what have you been doing on your side hustle, on your free time?
Yeah, so I recently, my uncle's been, like, trading a lot. He's been into trading, like, the past few years. And so he like, really got me into it. Like, trading stocks, okay?
Trading stocks.
I have
nice.
Absolutely no idea what the heck I was doing when getting it. Like, same thing. But I started researching, like, Googling and also YouTubing, like, how to trade stocks. What are the best stocks to trade right now? And during this, like, you know, recession that we're going through, right? And so let's just say my uncle put me on his account, right,
okay,
to trade. And the first day I ended up making him like $300.
Dang,
pretty
bro,
nice, right?
Impressive.
So second day was like another $350. And then it kept going on and on. Like for a whole week straight, I made him between $300 to $600 every single day. Which was nuts because he was teaching me like how to do it, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
teaching me like what to click and what to buy, how to do it, what to look for, like trends on how the stocks, you know,
are
go
moving.
Basically,
yeah.
how they move. And so then I started trading for my mom and I started making my mom a little bit of money. And then finally I moved over my 401k or IRA money that I had saved up from like working previous jobs like Wells Fargo and stuff.
Gotcha.
And ended up moving that over to Fidelity and started trading myself. And first day, horrible.
Like, really?
Absolutely horrible. Like I ended up losing $600 the first day of my own money.
Ouch.
Like I had made money for everyone else the past few weeks and I get on the first day and I lose
$600.
What do you think was different? I don't know. I have no idea. Okay. I just wasn't, I guess, in the mode that I've been in.
Yeah.
Anyways, second day came back and I made $350. And then this third day I made $600. So I was kind of getting back up to it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty excited about it. So I was telling my daughter that if I can make a living trading stocks, I would love to do it, and I would love to homeschool her and just because literally, I get in at 8:30 in the morning, and I would, you know, have to stock market closes at 3:00. Within that time frame, I think I made $600 in 3 minutes, like three.
Bro,
three.
I'm trying to make that in a week. You're making it in like 3 minutes.
Three. Okay, I kid you not. Literally, I saw some stock that was like on the turn coming back up.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta buy it. I bought like 2,000 shares of it, 1,000 shares of it. And all of a sudden, it just starts skyrocketing immediately. But it'll jump from like maybe, you know, where it's like lower at like $2.20 all the way up to like $3.80. So it's only like $1.50 difference, right?
Is this penny stocks?
Some of them are, some of them aren't. Okay. Some of them are big ones. You know, you got like Zoom. Zoom's been trading like crazy lately because everyone's been on it.
I can imagine.
You know, a lot of the toilet paper companies, Purell, like all those big companies you can trade, right? Yeah. Apple and whatnot. But anyways, so this one went up like $1.50, $1.60. So I made $1.60. But on 1,000 shares.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a lot of money.
A lot of shares. It reminds me of the baseball stuff, dude. Like,
yeah.
Let's say Luka Doncic, it's like a stock.
Right.
It whenever he has a good game or a whole good week of playing real good,
the price goes up. Right.
That's when you sell. Whenever he has, you know, in the off season where everything slows down, that's when it goes down and it goes down. So, yeah, it reminds me a lot of
it's crazy.
All these
man.
Cars, different players are stocks. You buy into them. Of course, you got your Apples that line moves a little bit,
right?
But usually it's going to be tending to go up because it's a big, huge market. So that's like Michael Jordan. Even though I bought that card, I'm not going to lose money in it because Michael's going to be Michael.
Never.
He's a legend.
It's always
going
to keep going up.
It's always going to be either going up or just slightly staying still because it's Michael. And it's been staying still for a while. And now that this documentary was announced and his camera turned off and that just threw me off. And I can't... Yeah, so Michael's always going to be Michael, and now that this documentary is coming out, it's shooting up. It's shooting up, and it's just like you're saying. So you've been doing that. How have you been learning about it? It's been strictly just him teaching you?
My uncle's been teaching me a lot recently.
Have you done YouTube videos about it and stuff like that?
I've watched a ton of YouTube videos about it. Okay. I'm curious, like... Would you guys want me to record maybe like a couple of sessions of me actually trading so that way I can show you what we're doing and show you the good, the bad, and the ugly?
I think that would be cool. Quick little 10-minute.
Yeah, nothing crazy, episode. But just kind of give you the details into what's going on.
Yeah, because I've seen a lot of different apps pop up for trading stocks.
Yes.
And I've done some research on it, but... You know, I can't get into it right now. I don't have like money saved up to do it yet, but I eventually want to do it. And maybe I got my stock trader right here next to me. Invest some money with him. And
my son actually has been digging into it. He got me a little more intrigued because my uncle like introduced me to it, but my son became interested in it. He's like, Dad, look at these stocks. They're going up like crazy right now.
Nice.
And he'll invest like on the Robinhood app. Again, not sponsored, but he like downloaded the app and like threw maybe like $90 in there and started investing that. Well, he was only able to trade like once a day, right? Or three times a day or something like that. But it was something small. He had made like $10, $20. And he was like, Dad, I can make some money doing this. And he's like, imagine the bigger picture if I had like $1,000 or $2,000 to do it. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, man.
Yeah, you can start off with penny stocks and go there. But yeah, I've seen these YouTubers, bro, these influencers online. Influencers. I don't know like how I said that. These influencers online, Instagram and all that, and most of them I'm like pretty sure are fake,
right?
But they have all those stock trading things and they're making all this money.
That's what I'm worried about though, is like following someone who's like fake.
Yeah, he's just faking it till he makes it or something.
Like, I'm making thousands of dollars every day. Yeah, and you're like, no, you're not, dude. You're barely scraping by with like $100.
Right? And they got mommy and daddy to help them out.
Yeah, exactly.
Bail them out
if you guys want the real, this is the real, the raw, and the truth. Like, I will bring you guys along and show you. If I lose $500 that day, like, I'm going to show you I lost $500. Like, it's not all pretty. But if I made $1,000 or $300 or whatever it is to sustain everything, bro, yeah, I would need to make probably between like $300 to $500 every single day, and I'd be golden.
Be good.
Yeah, I'd be golden for the month.
What's been one of the hardest things for you from learning the stock market? Like, what's the thing that you're struggling with more that you're trying to get better at trading stock?
I think following trends. A lot of people don't realize that stocks have trends that, you know, they're going through. But at the same time, you know, randomly you could be following a trend and then some random person is like, oh, I've invested in this company for a year. I'm going to go ahead and, I bought the stock down here. Right now, the price is up here. I'm going to go ahead and take my earnings and basically dump all of my stock. So they'll sell like $100,000 or 100,000 shares.
Yeah.
And then the price will plummet for like a good, like, I don't know, I'd probably say 30 minutes. And at that point, if you're up here because you're following the trend,
yeah,
and they sell all their shares, the price is going to plummet. You're going to lose a couple hundred dollars, if not more, and you're just going to be sick to your stomach. Again, you can't control that type of stuff.
Yeah. You have to learn trends. You have to predict and just have to be up to date with everything going on with all those businesses and
definitely
stuff.
We do a lot of research as we're trading, too. Yeah. So it's like, what's new with oil? I think like Russia was supposed to meet with the United States recently on like oil prices and figure out if they're going to stop production so that way the oil prices and gas prices start going back up. So we were like, oh, now's the time to invest in oil. And all of a sudden we invest, it goes up a little bit and then absolutely nothing. It just doesn't. And you're like, what? Like, I thought this was going to happen, you know? Yeah. So again, little things like that. Research is definitely key.
Yeah. Based on the card market, bro, everything was peaking in March.
Right.
In March, everything was just, the cards were going for crazy expensive.
Wow.
And all that. And then the virus hit and sports were shut down and it just dropped, bro.
That's crazy.
It dropped like crazy. And now it's starting to go back up.
Yep.
Like MLB announced that they may start in May. They may start. They may bring all 30 teams to Arizona, a spring training facility. They got like 10 fields there.
That's awesome.
They got a couple other fields at where they can keep everybody in a bubble. All the players will just go straight from their hotel to the game.
I wonder if they planned that. Like, again, kind of like a continuity plan. If crap hits the fan, we have this designated area in the middle of the desert of Arizona that has baseball fields on there.
I don't think it was because nothing like this has ever happened, bro.
I know.
I don't think who could imagine that unless it was like World War III that everything would be shut down. But it made sense, and I think it was easy for them because it's spring training takes place usually in two places.
Mm-hmm.
It's Florida and Arizona.
Okay.
And that's spring training is like the preseason in football.
Right.
Like they go out, they start playing exhibition games just to get ready for the season. So they already had all these fields in one place.
Mm.
So I think it was pretty obvious. If we're going to do it somewhere, let's do it there where there's like 10 fields and we can play multiple games in a certain time.
I gotcha.
And move along the season. So yeah, they announced that they might come back in May. Prices are like going a little bit back up, just like you and businesses and stuff like that. So
Man. It's
really interesting how... I mean, you can find different ways to make money.
You can.
You can
There's
do
anything.
Sports cards to make money. You can trade stocks to make money.
Yep.
And I found this website where I signed up already, and you know, I'm trying to get some extra work.
Right.
It's called Fiverr. It's an app.
Okay.
It's a website.
Yeah.
And you can find work there, guys. Like, you can literally do anything for anybody. Like,
how do you spell Fiverr, by the way?
Fiverr.
Okay.
It's an app. It's a website. You can go either one. But you can do from editing photos for people. You can edit video, which is what I'm
And what do you charge? Like $10 or
it's $20? It's your price. Whatever you
whatever
want.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, depending on you know how much experience you got and stuff.
Okay.
You can go as low as $5 to edit something, a photo or something, up to $100,000.
Wow.
Whatever. It's the experience and whatever the people are willing to pay.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're overpriced, nobody's going to be hiring you. So you got to just look at what people are charging and base yourself on that.
Love it.
But I mean, you can write a paragraph to somebody. If somebody's trying to write a note or something, you can spell check people. You can translate for people.
Wow.
You can do pretty much everything. I really recommend you guys to go check it out if you're looking for a side job or anything like that. As long as you have like a PayPal.
Right, right.
And you know, you can sign up and get paid through there. Of course, Fiverr might take like a 5% fee or something like that.
Hey, but you're making money,
it's
baby.
It's money that you're at home doing nothing. Might as well make some extra little money. So
big facts.
I've been like that. And yeah, I mean, just like we've said before, take this time to work on yourself, to get
big
that
time.
Fresh start that,
you got
that
to.
A lot of people who didn't know needed it is feeling it right now. And they're turning back and they're at home sitting there and looking back at their life. And they're like, is this where I really want to be?
Yep.
Is this the direction that I really want to go?
Guys, this is the pivotal moment of your life that we have been stressing to you guys. Like, if you want to make a change in your life, now, right now, is the time to do it.
2020, clear up that vision. Clear up that vision going forward. From here on, clear vision on what you want,
for
on
sure.
where you want. Even if you don't see it, you don't see the end goal of it.
Right.
Keep going towards that.
Keep going,
man. Keep going towards it. Because with hard work and stuff. And I really want to recommend a YouTube channel because everybody's at home.
What is it?
Trying to find something to watch. And it's called Productivity Game YouTube channel.
Productivity Game.
Yeah, Productivity Game. Type that in YouTube. It'll come up. And it's a really good channel where he reads books. He breaks it down for you and puts it all in a video with animations and stuff. It's really simple for you to understand. It's really good. I don't like reading books.
Right.
I get impatient. And so this makes it real easy for me to learn about what a book says. He puts it all. He makes a list. He'll make a document for you and you can download it for free. It's really good.
That's pretty
really
sick. I'm going to have to check it out.
He has a couple hundred thousand followers. He's really good.
Nice.
And, you know, I use him to learn a lot of stuff. He uses books for like self-awareness. Awareness for productivity in your daily life, how to stay happy or why
it.
You feeling sad, stuff like that. And I want to recommend three videos for you.
What's the first one?
First one's 12 Rules of Life.
Okay.
Second one is Switch. And the last one is Daily Consistency.
So all of these videos are on his channel.
On his channel.
So 12 Rules of Life for life, 12 Rules for Life.
Yep.
Switch.
And Daily Consistency.
And
just go check them out. Get into them and just start learning. Like, start to take this time. Like Mark said, take this time to do what you love. And
you got to, man.
You have no excuse now. You're at home.
None.
You're at home.
Well, and let's be real. Some of you guys may or may not have lost your job, right?
Yeah.
And my heart goes out to you guys, seriously. And the thing is like, now is not the time to be down and out on yourself and depressed and, you know, I'm never going to find another job, or that was the best job I had. Listen, God's going to open doors for you that you didn't even know you needed opening. Okay. All you have to do right now, trust in him, trust in the process. And I guarantee you, you're going to find what you're passionate about and pursue that running 110% straight for that goal. I promise you guys, you'll succeed for sure.
Just got to have that dedication. You want to want it. And
yeah.
Just make sure it's truly something you love to do.
For sure.
It's truly something you love to do, because if it's not, you're not going to put the effort into it.
No, the passion's not going to be there.
You're going to give up halfway through the way and not going to see it all the way through.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, well, man.
Let's take a quick break. And I think this is sponsored by... Who's this sponsored by? Our next topic, Joyner Lucas.
Oh, Joyner Lucas, you want to sponsor this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out.
Give me a call, bro.
All right, guys. So we are back. Now, most of you guys are probably wondering, like, who the heck is Joyner Lucas? I've never heard of this guy.
Joyner?
Guys, this guy is a rapper, and he's best known for a couple of different music videos and songs that have come out. He's kind of on the fence with, like, the lyrics and everything else. But ultimately, he made this song recently about, you know, this guy inspires me as well. Will Smith.
Will freaking Smith.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Bad Boys for Life. Have you seen it yet, bro?
I have. It was good. Really good.
It's online now. You guys can go purchase it to watch it. But
Heck, it's good.
I really liked it.
So this guy made this rap, everything about Will Smith. Now, what's crazy is that he didn't think that Will Smith was going to actually, like, reach out to him. Maybe send him a tweet, maybe send him a message or whatever. Like, hey, awesome video, awesome song. But This blew up over the internet.
I saw it the day it came out. I saw the video because it was like trending. Sick. It was, everybody was talking about it. It's the way he did it, the video he did, and just
he basically paid homage to Will Smith,
who is somebody that a lot of people look up to,
lot,
especially in the entertainment business, because he does music, acting,
he does it all, he does baby, it all,
bro, and. He's an inspiration to me. Will Smith has always been his real cool. That he has a meme on YouTube now. It's like,
what is it?
With the microphone, with the binoculars, whatever you call
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And he's looking. It was from a YouTube Rewind.
I gotta see that.
You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh man. Yeah, it's a YouTube Rewind. The last YouTube Rewind was not the one before that.
Okay.
It was like the worst. It has the most dislikes on YouTube.
Really?
It's just crazy. And he has a meme. I'll put it on the screen right
yeah,
now. But
for sure.
It's crazy. So yeah, the video was really yes. good.
Yes. And then Will's reaction. So Will actually, again, Joyner was like, he's probably not going to reach out to me. Maybe like a couple days. Will actually saw it within like the first few hours, like reached out to him that day and was like, yo,
his son sent it to him.
Yes. His son, Jaden, sent it to him. He was like, dad, I'm friends with this guy named Joyner Lucas. You got to listen to this song. He made a song about you. And when they listened to it, he was just like mind blown, basically, because it was just so good. If you guys get a chance, go check it out. It's called Will. It's by Joyner Lucas. That's J-O-Y-N-E-R. Last name Lucas, L-U-C-A-S. But I think, honestly, dude's got lyrics like crazy.
He does.
And
he's not no mumble rapper.
He's not. He's one of those good ones. So a lot of depth and emotion. And he's just a lyricist, man. He's a good, genuine lyricist, rapper, all around great guy. So
yeah, he's an artist, and the way he did the video was really cool, because he went through all his different movies from
Will Smith. Like behind the scenes of him like doing outfit changes and like different stuff. It was really good.
It took place in the studio, and they would use a green screen in the background, but in a really cool, unique way. And
the transitions were sick.
The transitions were really good.
So
and yeah, it's just stuff like that. But that's a good tip for people, creators and stuff. If you want to grow.
Ooh.
Do videos about people you look up to, people yes. who you admire, and try to get their attentions, and that could, you know, they can hit a share button, the retweet or something, and that can blow you up. And that's what he's doing for Jordan Lucas, which is not the reason he did it, because he admires him, but it's a good tip just to try to get yourself out there.
For sure, for sure. And all around, I mean, I think they recently did like a reaction video of like Will Joyner and Jaden all on like a Zoom call together with all this social distancing stuff going on. And Will was just like, yo, I'm this is like emotional for me, because, you know, you're the dude that like wrote a song about me and my life and how I inspired you. And it's just coming full circle back around. And he was like, you just make me want to be more creative. And so he actually ended up following some like tips or whatever, and like Jaden said, my dad ended up going and making a studio in his house just so that way he can get back in the game of rapping.
We gonna get some Will Smith music.
I hope they collaborate, man. That would be sick.
Yeah, that would be sick, because
Joyner Lucas featuring Will Smith.
Will Smith is just an entertainer.
He's a goat, baby.
He is a goat, just like The Rock.
For those that don't know what a goat is, by the way, because we do have some older. It's the greatest of all time.
Which spells out GO.
Yes, acronym.
It took me a while to know about it, bro.
Yeah, like, me too. I didn't realize
it. I was like, GO, what?
Yeah, like all these people like have a goat on their like hats or whatever.
I knew they called, you know, the all-time great GOATs, but I never knew the acronym.
I didn't know
what it actually meant that.
Well, and kids these days make up acronyms for everything.
Everything, bro. I'm like, what are you saying?
Like IKR is like, I know, right?
Yeah, I've seen that.
What? Like, just say it. I know, right? Like, are you that lazy to freaking type it out? But sometimes I use it. I'm guilty.
Maybe we're just old, bro.
IKR.
I've been making TikTok videos, bro.
Have you?
Yeah.
Nice. So what's the theme about them, though?
It's baseball. It's gonna be,
I love it.
Everything with baseball. Pick my niche. And it's going to be comedy with a little other stuff thrown in there.
So is it at Mexican Rupert?
It's at Mexican Rupert.
Nice.
Follow me there. And it's just, you know, baseball content, but with like other funny comedy.
Guys, he posts some awesome stuff. I was laughing at him earlier today.
I've seen your videos, bro.
Thanks, man. We had one video go viral, and it was not pretty, to say the least. It was my cousin popping a pimple on her sister's back.
Those pimple videos, bro, they go viral.
It hit 1.2 million views. Oh, like, bro, that's insane.
That's insane.
Dang.
So, it's crazy. But anyways, guys, if you haven't checked out either one of our TikToks, go ahead and check them out. Mine's at Mark My World. His is at Mexican Rupert.
You're not going to see me dancing. I'm telling you right now. I am not dancing in front of the camera. Okay? You're the
renegade. Renegade.
Have you learned any dances?
I haven't. My daughter's like, Daddy, can you please do the renegade with me? I'm like, baby, I am not learning that dance. I am so sorry. The only one I'll dance is like... baby, come give me something. Okay. Like that one? That one's pretty cool. I like that one.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna do funny comedy stuff.
So are you?
No dancing.
He's gonna post one dance video, I guarantee.
True.
All right, so what else? We're gonna wrap it up right here.
I think we do. We've been going about 55 minutes.
All right, guys.
We just hope everybody's staying safe out there. Yes. We just wanted to bring some entertainment to you guys while you're stuck at home.
And we miss you guys. And we wanted to come talk to you guys and just get a feel for how everything's going with you guys. And also just, I mean, I haven't seen this guy in probably 3 weeks. So
Yeah. We've been taking our precautions, but you know, we miss each other. We miss you guys. And we really love doing this. So we wanted to come in and shoot an episode for you guys.
We want to hear from you guys. So leave a comment down below. Let us know what your favorite part of this podcast was. And also if you want us to talk about something else during this whole social distancing, maybe it's something you're going through, maybe it's struggles, maybe it's challenges.
Now is the time. Yes.
Yeah, maybe it's our thoughts on certain things. Leave it in the comments down below or message us directly, and we'll bring it up on the next podcast for you guys. Stay safe, practice safe social distance. I can't even talk.
See, you
social
good, fam. Corona? What?
Safe social distancing, and just be smart out there, guys. Use common sense. So cover your mouth with a mask and use some gloves. Make sure you wash your hands all the time.
Hand sanitizer.
Yes, we definitely have like 3 bottles over here somewhere. So anyways, guys, thank you so much for joining us today on our podcast of This a Mood,
bro.
Because I know this a mood for real. We are all quarantined right now, boy. There ain't nothing y'all can do about it.
We on lockdown.
Lockdown. Hey, I saw one meme though, and it was like, yo, here's to all the people that got wrongly convicted and are like basically sentenced to jail time. This is how they feel right now.
Yeah. This is how
they
feel.
Can't do anything. You locked up for nothing. You didn't even do nothing. You locked up in your own house.
69 was released, by the way.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that. Tekashi
released because of the
COVID-19. Tekashi 69.
Wow.
Anyways, all right, guys, we're going to leave you with that. Until next time, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Don't forget to give us a big thumbs up. Leave a comment down below. And follow us on all social medias.
Share this video and this a mood.
This a mood, guys. We'll see you guys on the next one. Peace. I loved it.